WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home in the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last night's College Station City Council meeting included a report on this week's meeting of the Transportation Committee. Councilwoman Blanche Brick says the Brazos Transit District is expanding services.
The district will be running bigger buses than the small ones that they have had. And they will also be running an express bus from downtown Bryan to A&M and also to Tower Point, and then returning from Tower Point. So that will be an opportunity for people to get to work in ways they maybe haven't had before.
Brick also says in the next year and a half, the district would be installing signs at busy locations, noting bus times, and installing enclosed areas where riders can wait during inclement weather. Texas A&M has announced the death of longtime public address announcer and veterinary college professor Dr. Roger Feldman. He was the voice of Kyle Field for more than 30 years and also did basketball games and track and field meets. His announcing was also heard during vet school graduation exercises for more than 40 years. Visitation and a memorial service are next week. Details are online at WTAW.com, along with more biographical information. The Texas Department of Transportation has announced funding of more than $2 billion of highway projects. About $8 million will be spent here in Brazos County, and $5 million of that was the previously approved reconstruction of freeway on and off ramps in Bryan between Highway 21 and the William Joel Bryan and Boonville exits. Also funded are repairs to Highway 21 from 47 to the railroad tracks in West Bryan and miscellaneous work on University between Texas and Taro. A baby girl is dead, and the mother's boyfriend is accused of killing her.
35-year-old Lawrence Tennell was arrested for the murder of 7-month-old Haley Burleson. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, when the infant's mother came home Wednesday afternoon, she found Tennell holding the child, who was already blue, and he had blood on the front of his shirt. Tennell told detectives he and the baby were sleeping on his bed. When he woke up, he found her on the floor, and she was not making any noises.
It was later that investigators learned that the child had multiple severe injuries, including broken bones.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says even though an arrest was made, it is still an ongoing investigation. During the police interview, Tennell said he was under the influence of PCP after a bottle of the liquid broke in a pants pocket and the drug was absorbed into his skin. For more on the story, go online to WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This week's arrest by College Station police includes a local woman charged with taking 125 items from Walmart valued at nearly $800. In a separate case, a 17-year-old driver told officers he didn't report knocking down a school speed zone pole near Creekview Elementary School because he was scared of getting in trouble with his parents. In Bryan, police arrested 3 local drivers who have a combined 60 suspensions and 23 convictions for driving with an invalid license. Details are online at WTAW.com. Celebrate art and fight hunger with empty bowls tomorrow at the Crystal Park Plaza. Students and teachers from across the Brazos Valley have created handmade bowls for you to purchase.
You pay $10 for a bowl, and it also comes with a bowl of gourmet soup from one of the participating restaurants, places like Shipwreck Grill, Amico Nave, Casa Rodriguez is going to be here.
Tucker Young from Bryan Broadcasting says the money raised will benefit the A&M Consolidated Food Pantry and the Arts Council. Tomorrow's event starts at 10:30 a.m. and lasts until bowls and soup have run out. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 35 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in peaceful country settings just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Considerable cloudiness today with temperatures around 45 this afternoon. We stay cloudy tonight, lows near 35. The winds will start to pick up. Warmer weather will start to move in over the weekend. Lots of clouds tomorrow, highs near 50. Tomorrow night, we're going to be partly to mostly cloudy. Temperatures are going to end up around 45. For Sunday, clouds and some breaks of sunshine with the risk of a shower. Milder by Sunday, a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports. In a heartbreaker last night for Texas A&M women's basketball against Missouri, they got beat with 0.1 second left in the game. A&M baseball gets ready for a three-game series against Dartmouth. They'll be at Olsen Field this weekend. And Aggieland lost the voice of Kyle Field, or at least the longtime voice. Dr. Roger Feldman passed away on Wednesday. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
So I guess it's appropriate that Dartmouth is here. Kind of Dartmouthian weather.
It is.
Okay. 44 for a high today, but it's not going to feel like it.
Truth be known, it's also A&M baseball weather.
Yeah. Wind chill's 25 right now, in case you care.
Yeah, it's chilly.
It's just not pleasant. And, you know, we're going to have anywhere from a 30 to 50% chance of showers basically through Tuesday, starting tomorrow and going through Tuesday. Doesn't really matter. I mean, 30%, 40%, 50%, just going to be hanging out there. Temps will be okay, though. Tuesday, 75, which will be nice. Slow news day, obviously, yesterday.
Except that whole net neutrality thing.
Oh, well, yeah, no, but that's serious stuff. I'm talking about other stuff. Seattle police say a woman was knocked unconscious when she was pelted by an egg in a so-called drive-by egging. Oh, a detective for the Seattle Police Department goes, why am I having to comment on this? No, he said the egg hit the woman right behind the ear and knocked her stone cold out.
I can believe it. That's going to hurt like the dickens.
Yeah. Her friends caught her before she fell and hit the pavement, driven to a local hospital. Police say the woman and her friends standing outside a bar in a neighborhood in Seattle, when I'd tell you the name of the neighborhood, but it wouldn't mean anything to you, when someone in a passing truck threw a volley of eggs. So it's a pride of lions, it's a murder of crows, it's a volley of eggs. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. An employee of the bar was also hit during the egging. Witnesses described the truck as a small black or green pickup with a canopy and dark tinted windows. One more reason we need to outlaw window tinting.
So is a barrage more or less
than a volley? It's a volley.
Oh, well, no, I'm asking for the comparison.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. You never call it a pride, a super pride. I mean, it's just a pride. Yeah. So, you know, just maybe a volley. The other way that we know that it was a really slow news day, you know, got home and turned on the television, and that TV happened to be stuck on Fox because that's where it had been the night before, and there's Shepard Smith. That was my first mistake. Then I didn't turn it off. That was my second mistake. And they went on and on and on about these two llama. You guys did see this?
Yeah, no? it blew up all over the internet.
I mean, is that why we have net neutrality, to keep us from having llama stories? CNN and Fox are all over this with breaking news of these fugitive llamas that were out there. They were part of a trio that was making a therapy visit to residents at an assisted living facility in the suburb of Phoenix, out on the streets of Sun City during lunch hour. Of course, idiot guys trying to chase a llama. A llama does run a lot faster than human beings.
Yeah.
Finally, they got into a truck, and they were able to tether the llama.
Okay.
It was a slow news day.
Should have tried eggs.
Yeah, well, I guess that's probably right.
Knock them right out.
It does remind me, the one-eyed llama, he's a priest. The two-eyed llama, he's a beast. But I will bet my silk pajamas there ain't no 3L llamas.
Oh.
It's Ogden Nash.
Well, there's that.
There you are.
Info.
Never knew that, did you?
Just wondering if these people attacking other people with eggs, that's got to be the weirdest way to publicly inoculate people against the flu.
Is that what? That was the egg.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It. Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's eggs that were out of a laboratory.
They'll be airdropped next season.
Yeah.
Just thinking Scott had that in his head, not something important.
Yeah, really.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, call 800-464-3419. 800-464-3419. 800-464-3419.
Good morning. It's 616, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Coming up on the last weekend here of March, it's 27th, isn't it? It's No-Brainer Day. It's Strawberry Day. And the 29th annual Texas Cowboy Poetry Gathering, getting together in Alpine, Texas.
Yippee!
There you go. And we got birthday.
Yeah, hang on one second. I got a computer issue here.
An issue with
I have
computer. An issue.
There we go.
All right.
All right. Jenny J. Wow Farley is 29
Easy for
years
you
old.
To say.
No, I didn't know it ain't either. Okay. Kata Marrera is 32. Josh Groban is 34 years old. Oh. Chelsea Clinton is older than Josh Groban.
Okay.
35. James Wan is 38. Tony Gonzalez has almost every NFL record for tight ends there is. He's 39. Chili Thomas is 44 from TLC. Donald Logie is 49 from Gotham. Adam Baldwin from The Last Airship is 53. Yeah. James Worthy, the L.A. Lakers superstar, is 54. Timothy Spall is 58 from The King's Speech. Neil Schoen, the guitarist for Journey, is 61. Howard Hessman, Dr. Johnny Fever.
And nothing else.
Booger. No, he actually was a teacher on a show that ran for a while.
Oh,
I can't remember the name of the show.
Yeah, okay.
75. Ralph Nader is 81. And Joanne Woodward is 85.
She's still with us? Okay.
It says it is.
Okay, that's good.
She didn't stop by last week.
Ralph Nader.
I said that.
Remember Ralph Nader?
Yeah.
I mean, way out in the woods. Where is Ralph Nader now? Didn't he run for president, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unsafe at any speed.
That's right. Tomorrow is Open That Bottle Night. I don't know what
I don't know
what that means. It's also Sword Swallowers Night.
Don't mix those two.
Probably not. It's a Chocolate Souffle Day. It's Public Sleeping Day. Public Sleeping Day.
Sleep in public?
I guess so.
Okay.
And then
you heard it, College Station PD.
That's right.
I may be out there.
I'm celebrating. Leave me alone. And then something that I think Kevin spoke to earlier this week, the Tooth Fairy. Tomorrow's Tooth Fairy Day.
Yeah. $13 for a tooth in New York City.
Wow, just saying, huh? All right, birthdays.
Jason Aldean, country music superstar, is 38 years old. Amanda Abington is 41. She's in the new BBC Sherlock show, which is awesome. Robert Sean Leonard is 46. He was the only one that House liked. That's
yeah,
the doctor.
They were buddies.
Pat Moynihan is 46. He's the lead singer of Train. Ray Don Chong is 54. Cindy Wilson from the B-52s is 58. John Turturro is 58. Best movies, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Just
pretty
saying.
Good. Not bad.
Gilbert Gottfried is 60 years old. Bernadette.
That's the Affleck guy for a while.
Until he said something stupid.
And I mention this, I guess, every year on his birthday because it's the only time we talk about him, is I can't imagine going to like a 30-minute stand-up of him, you know, because after about 2 minutes, I've had enough. But that's just me. All right, anyway.
I agree.
Yeah.
Bernadette Peters is 67 years old.
Yeah.
Frank Bonner is 73. He was Herb Tarlick.
Yeah.
In WKRP. Mario Andretti, the racing legend, 75. Gavin McLeod, 84. Captain Steubing on the Love Boat. And we lost Dean Smith recently. He would have been 84 tomorrow.
Mercedes Rule, I think she won an Academy Award.
I believe you're correct.
67. And also Saturday is the anniversary of the Waco compound, Branch Davidian thing. That was back in 1993. Sunday, and I don't get this. How is it that peanut butter gets one day?
I think we've had this discussion. I couldn't agree more.
Just saying.
It's peanut butter, for heaven's sakes.
Beer Day in Iceland.
Yay, Iceland.
Now, that was an interesting, the reason it's Beer Day in Iceland, it lifts a 75-year-old ban on beer. I happened to see a story about this the other day. They basically outlawed beer in Iceland. And when it came time for the Iceland to be protected for World War II, they put British troops over there, and there was no beer, and they said, hey, change this, or we're not going to protect you.
They probably said, oi.
So they did. But they only made it legal for British soldiers.
Oh.
Yeah, they wouldn't let their own citizens drink beer. But anyway, they lifted that ban. All right.
That's funny. We're not going to defend you unless you get beer.
Yeah, why not? Right. Oh, we probably need to do, do you happen to have leap year babies?
I do not.
Okay.
Well,
Tony Robbins is 55. He's that guy who's really tall.
And he's 13 feet tall.
Yeah. Alex Rocco. Remember him from The Godfather?
Yeah.
He's 79. And then a legendary lady who She's a stripper. Her name is Tempest Storm, and of course you know that was her real name. She's 87 and probably has some stories.
She was an adult entertainer.
I guess. I mean, it's not like...
We're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps, because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
That's right.
Not the same.
No, not really. All right. Birthday's on Sunday.
Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't have to.
Yeah, well, I kind of do. He's a big deal for some. Biebs is going to be legal.
No good.
He's 21. Right. Kesha is 28. Jensen Ankles is 37.
His name is Ankles?
Really? I think so.
Okay, I've never heard of him. But
Supernatural star. Mark Paul Gosselaar is 41 from Saved by the Bell.
Yes, Saved by the Bell, wow.
And NYPD Blue.
Oh, okay.
He is 41 today. Jack Davenport is 42 from Pirates of the Caribbean. Chris Webber, NBA superstar, is 42. Javier Bardem is 46. He was the bad guy in Skyfall. George Eads is 48 from CSI.
He's from Belton, Texas.
I did not know that.
He is. He's from Belton. Yeah.
And Zack Snyder, the director of Batman versus Superman.
Oh. Is that it?
That's it.
Roger Daltrey.
Nuh-uh.
71.
They have never had a number one hit in the United States.
Wow.
The Who. Best they ever did was 9.
Harry Belafonte is 88. Don Lemon, you know him from CNN, is 49. And you ready for this one, sitting down? Opie. Is 61 on Sunday.
Here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
Look at the problems America has today. 50 million Americans, or just about 50 million, in poverty. Just about 50 million on food stamps. That's almost 20 million more than we had before Barack Obama became president. We have radical Islamists. They're beheading people. They're putting people on fire. They're committing terror acts around the world. We have a president that won't recognize radical Islam. And now we begin the process, the road to 2016. It's my belief that one of the candidates that are here at CPAC, where we're broadcasting on the Friday edition of the Sean Hannity Show, will be the next president. Tell us what questions you want asked. Just go to Facebook.com/Sean Hannity, Twitter at Sean Hannity, and let us know what questions you most want asked. And we'll continue the best coverage so you can make the best decision on the road to 2016.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My friends at Blinds.com are giving away $5,000 worth of window treatments. Now, that's a lot of blind shade shutters and drapes. Entering is simple and easy, and you're going to love the way your home looks after refreshing window after window with beautiful, energy-efficient window coverings. Now, it's no secret that I've updated my house with their custom window treatments. I love their service and their selection. Find out more about how you can win by visiting Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Their prices crush prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com.
Deer season is your season to save. Choose 0% financing for 72 months or get big cash off select new John Deere tractors. From our one family to our 155 horsepower 6 series. Come and lock in your deer season savings today. Offer ends April 30, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit Lawson Implement in Hamilton or Goldthwaite today. Find us online at lawson-implement.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Social media, which has played a disturbing role as a place where people have announced their intention to and been driven to kill themselves, is trying to do something about it. Facebook has announced a new tool that allows users to report if a friend has posted a threat to commit suicide. The reports will be reviewed by teams who will send private messages to the poster, directing him or her to a helpline worker. A New York State appeals court has revived most of Macy's lawsuit accusing JCPenney of interfering improperly with its exclusive merchandising contract with Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia. The decision restores two claims by Macy's that a lower court judge had dismissed. At issue is a 2011 agreement in which Martha Stewart was to design bed, bath, and kitchen products for sale at Penney's. Macy's says the agreement interferes with its own contract with Stewart. We get a bunch of economic reports this morning, including readings on GDP, pending home sales, and consumer sentiment. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012. For every car stolen, 34 people had their identity stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debit card activity, but a thief could still open new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity's been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code Gordon or call and mention Gordon to save 10%. Call 800-916-7170. 800-916-7170. That's 800-916-7170. Network does not cover all transactions.
This morning's report has been brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda. Well, that's not working. All right, well, let's see here. Shall we do some weather? You want to do that? Let's do it. The weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 44 will be the high temperature today. We will get to see some sun. Won't feel too good out there, though. The winds are going to be out of the north at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Then tonight, a 30% chance of rain. Temperatures gradually warm up a little bit. 51 is going to be the high temperature on Saturday. On Sunday, looking at a high at 67. It's 72 on Monday and 75 on Tuesday. Downside of that is that we're probably going to have some sort of shower activity, anywhere from 20 to 50%, depending on the particular day or in the evening. So we'll see what happens. Wind chill's 25 right now because we've got north winds at about 15 miles an hour, overcast skies, and it's 35 out there.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber, the Brass Valley Restaurant Association, and title sponsor HEB invite you to a Taste of Aggieland, an Epicurean extravaganza, Tuesday, March the 3rd, beginning at 5:45 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Come sample cuisine from many local restaurants while enjoying an evening of entertainment, plus all the food and beverage from your favorite places. What a great way to spend your night. General admission just $25, premium tickets only $50. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to A Taste of Aggieland, Tuesday, March the 3rd. Call 260-5200 for more details.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Gore. Apparently, female stand-up comedians have been right all along. Men do lie a lot.
Men are pigs, right, women?
According to a new study, the average man tells three lies a day. The average lady only tells one.
Oh, I met so many lovely women. We used to sit around the pool and tell lies.
And men are less likely to feel guilty about it. Both men and women say that they're most likely to lie to their...
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
To their boss, followed by family members and significant others. And men are more likely to lie to their friends than women are. The study also found the top five lies that men and women tell. Here they are in order. Guys.
Signs your guy is completely lying.
Starting at number five, I don't look at other women. I didn't see that you'd called or text. I'm on the way. I didn't have a cell phone signal. And the number one, yeah, I've done that. Yes, I've done that is the answer. Not that I, anyway. The one they're leaving out is, no, your butt doesn't look big in those jeans.
No, you don't look fat at all.
But I digress. We move on now to the top five lies women tell.
Welcome to Trash Talk.
I didn't have a cell phone signal. You look really nice. It was on sale. I'm on the way. And the number one lie that women tell, no, I'm fine.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Guys, next time she says that, look a little deeper. Ladies, when he says he's done it, he more than likely has it. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. It's been a while since I've told you this, but it bears repeating. These guys, almost everybody, I think actually everybody that works there, is a retired military veteran. The two guys that own the place, Joel and Wu, both recent veterans, Aggie-owned and operated. They do have discounts for military veterans and law enforcement. And on a personal note, they're just really good people with really cool stuff that you need to go see for yourself. They're on Texas Avenue in College Station, the same shopping center as Prospectors, just across the street from the Kettle, or you can find them online at Gun-Corps, C-O-R-P-S, like Marine Corps, because they're both leatherneck veterans. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Appreciate you listening.
One of the big differences between organized and disorganized people is how they manage and use their time. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/halfprice or go to a Sprint store today. Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
Do you think of your life as disorganized?
When people say they're disorganized, they mean very, very different things. Some people mean their stuff looks messy. Some people mean they just don't have enough time.
Liz Franklin, author of the book, How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson.
One of the things that I have found that is similar for many people is that we underestimate how much time we have and how long something will take and how many things we can get done in a day. I was giving a talk for a large group here in the San Francisco area, and I suggested that these very, very busy people multiply all their time estimates by three. And one man shot his hand up into the air and said, "Everyone else advises by two." And I looked at him and said, "Well, is it working?" And he put his hand down and he said, "Oh."
Liz believes another big problem is we try to remember too much in our head.
So I tell people, get it out of your mind, get it into either paper or a system that works for you so that your mind is clear. So when something else comes up, you can handle it.
And how you lay out your workspace is critical to staying organized and being efficient.
If you have the option, the best arrangement is a U shape or three pieces of furniture made into a U around you because it accommodates the human body. So a person, instead of jumping up and running around, can sit in one place and reach everything and process it from the left, around them, behind them, and to the right, or vice versa.
For transcripts, visit our website, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The first family to live in College Station's Rain Tree subdivision will be honored with the neighborhood park in their name. The city council last night approved the change for the late Art Bright and his wife, Myra, following a presentation led by Harry Whitner.
Neil Sperry made a comment that Art, as an educator, was a rock star. He also said that he learned over time that the love for Myra was to the end of pie, and I believe that wholeheartedly.
Mr. Bright spent 54 years in the College Station School District as a teacher, coach, and administrator. His volunteer work included overseeing the construction of 25 Habitat for Humanity homes. Generations of Texas A&M sports fans and students in the vet school grew up with the voice of Roger Feldman. The university announced Dr. Feldman died Wednesday in College Station at the age of 89. Feldman was the public address announcer at Kyle Field for football games and track and field meets for more than 30 years. He also did basketball games at G. Raleigh White, along with vet school graduations for more than 40 years at the Coliseum and Reed Arena. More biographical information is online at WTAW.com, along with details of next weekend's funeral visitation and memorial service. A man has been arrested for the murder of his girlfriend's baby girl.
According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, the infant's mother came home Wednesday afternoon to find her boyfriend holding her baby, who was already blue.
A mother of a 7-month-old child called and stated that her child was unresponsive. Dispatch started giving them her and a male resident instructions on how to give CPR.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says 7-month-old Haley Burleson was pronounced dead at the hospital. McKeithen says after speaking to everyone involved with the baby, 35-year-old Lawrence Tennell was arrested for murder. Tennell told detectives he and the baby were sleeping on his bed. When he woke up, he found her on the floor and she was not making any noises. According to the arrest report, a doctor told investigators the victim sustained injuries that were not consistent with falling off a bed, but appeared to have been caused by blunt force trauma. The injuries include multiple skull fractures and other broken bones. More on the story is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This week's arrest by College Station police includes a large shoplifting and the reason a school zone sign had to be replaced near an elementary school.
Online at WTAW.com is a list of 125 items a College Station woman's accused of shoplifting from Walmart. 19-year-old Claire Weaver was arrested for taking items with a combined value of nearly $800, including miscellaneous groceries, party supplies, home kitchen items, and two nightstands. For those who drive or walk by Creekview Elementary, the reason a school zone sign on Eagle Avenue was knocked down Tuesday afternoon was due to a 17-year-old hit-and-run driver. According to the arrest report, he first backed into an SUV at Alexandria and Graham. Then he took off at a high rate of speed because he was scared of getting into trouble with his parents. Driver lost control, turning from Alexandria to Eagle and struck the sign pole. Pole was knocked off its base and fell on the hood of the car. Driver left the second crash without notifying authorities, but was found by police on Newport. Car's right front tire was missing, the wheel was bent, and there was damage to the hood and front end. As for the back of the car, which was involved in the first collision, there was some scratches and paint transfer. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas Transportation Commission has approved funding for more than $2 billion of new and existing highways. For Brazos County, that includes about $8 million towards three projects announced a month ago. That includes replacing freeway on and off ramps in Bryan between Boonville and William Joel Bryan exit and Highway 21, miscellaneous work on University between Terrell and Texas, and repairs on Highway 21 in West Bryan between the railroad tracks and Highway 47. In surrounding counties, funding was approved for a new intersection at Highway 105 and FM 1774 in Plantersville and rebuilding Highway 30 from the Grimes-Walker County line to near Huntsville. Meantime, there's a new district engineer in charge of the TxDOT region based in Bryan. Lance Simmons succeeds Catherine Heil, who recently retired after 5 years leading the 10-county district. Simmons, a Texas A&M graduate, spent the last 11 years in East Texas working out of the district office in Atlanta. With tomorrow's high temperature predicted to be around 50, it couldn't be a better day for a hot bowl of soup. Bryan Broadcasting's Tucker Young says the Empty Bowls event is about more than just soup.
It's a way where you can support local kids that are learning art, and they've got art classes, and it gives them a great experience being able to show their art. But it also goes to help the hungry in the Brazos Valley, too.
For a $10 donation, you can get a handmade bowl made and decorated by a Brazos Valley student or teacher, which you can fill with a hot bowl of gourmet soups from local restaurants. The money raised will benefit the A&M Consolidated Food Pantry and the Arts Council. The event starts at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday at the Crystal Park Plaza. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 35 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
You up for a challenge? Yeah, that's right. I'm calling you out. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. And how would you like to find out just how fast, or in a lot of cases, how slow your internet is? You get sick of just waiting on whatever it is, your Netflix or whatever, to download because it takes forever, because the pipe you're streaming it on is a garden hose when you could be using one of those big fire hoses from the fire department. Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com today. Discover just how slow your dinky phone company internet connection really is and see what a huge difference super fast 50 meg broadband internet from Suddenlink could make while downloading or uploading and streaming. With the huge increase in speed, you can download large files in less time than it takes to, say, blink of an eye, and stream HD movies so fast you'll forget you're even streaming them. Again, take the challenge at speedtest.suddenlink.com today. Get the fastest broadband internet for prices starting at just $35 a month with no contract. Get the 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee as well. Stop by the Suddenlink store. They're down there on 29th Street, right over by the TV station. Or you can always do it online. It'll be slower because you don't have the 50 meg yet at suddenlink.com.
Do you have a patio, porch, or deck you don't use because it's too cold, too hot, or the pesky mosquitoes and bugs? Imagine a bug-free, weather-free enclosure. A year-round usable space from Sunrooms for You. Sunrooms for You can enclose your patio area to make a year-round enjoyable living space from screen enclosures to high-efficiency glass rooms for your comfort. Save big during our before and after sale. Go to sunroomsforyou.com. That's sunrooms, the number 4, and the letter U.com, or call 599-5250 today.
Good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year round. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Considerable cloudiness today with temperatures around 45 this afternoon. We stay cloudy tonight, lows near 35. The winds will start to pick up. Warmer weather will start to move in over the weekend. Lots of clouds tomorrow, highs near 50. Tomorrow night, we're going to be partly to mostly cloudy. Temperatures are going to end up around 45. For Sunday, clouds and some breaks of sunshine with the risk of a shower. Milder by Sunday, a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
What Jordan brings to the table is leadership, and she's a calming factor, not only offensively but defensively.
And unfortunately, they lost Miss Jones for the second half of yesterday's basketball game, leading to what some guessed was a loss against Missouri. And it's exactly what happened by 1 point. We'll have more on the A&M women's basketball game, update on high school basketball playoffs, and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes or so.
Well, let's see what's going on. And we're Friday, it's the deadline again. You know, they do deadlines so well in D.C. House is going to vote today on a bill that will fund the Department of Homeland Security for 3 weeks in an attempt to avert the shutdown that's supposed to happen tomorrow. By the way, I think tomorrow or Sunday is the birthday of the Department of Homeland Security.
It doesn't matter.
What doesn't matter?
They're all essential employees. It's like 5% of the secretaries that work there are going to be the ones. The whole thing is a load of hooey.
Oh, okay. Gives the people like us something to talk about. Is that it?
Yes. It's not like they're going to close down Homeland Security. They're just not.
You sure?
Okay. I mean, I haven't heard that number. Why? I mean, they have so much time to talk about llamas. Why? why not tell us how much Homeland Security would be affected?
Yeah, well, they haven't done that.
About 10%.
Well, but they want people to get all ginned up about this.
Well, and they're successful.
Yeah, we want this.
But that's not their job.
No. You know what's far more important?
What
is
llamas?
No, what's far more important is now you can watch the new season of House of Cards, the entire season.
Oh, and I'm at work.
Yeah.
Golly,
I know. I'm gonna be doing some of that this weekend.
Oh, I know.
That's for sure.
I know.
That's for sure. Frank, great. He's the greatest. I'm just saying. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, yes, Kevin, you're exactly right. We're all supposed to be wringing our hands over this stuff. Where are the statesmen? Where are the statesmen? Let me see.
I'm just shocked Harry Reid has the poll that he does still.
Yeah, that's kind of
scary.
They
lost.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, that's... But there are people who know how to use the system.
Oh, I know. It's a house of cards over there.
And Harry Reid's got it dialed in, brother.
Hello.
Guys, yeah, even though a lot of the people, you know, aren't going to be, you know, even though DHS is going to still be working,
sure,
people there won't be getting paid. So it is kind of important to them.
Okay. Well, yeah, I understand. Well,
no doubt.
They may not... I'm not sure that they miss a paycheck. I'm not sure how that works, but they will be refunded. The funding will take place once it gets passed. I know what you're saying, though. Why can't they just do their damn job? You know what I'm saying?
I'm wondering. I didn't hear about Harry Reid shutting down, you know.
Yeah.
Like the way they talked about Ted Cruz.
Oh, I did. He had a bicycle crash. He was down for a while.
Yeah. No, it was a workout. I thought, well, it doesn't
matter. Okay, anyway.
During yesterday's House debate on the DHS funding, things got a little bit testy. Steny Hoyer called Kevin McCarthy a card. Called him a card. But he did tell CNN that later he apologized. He said, he's not a coward. I just apologized to him. I said something I shouldn't have said.
Is that one of those, I'm sorry I said you were a coward?
Yeah, something like that. Well, you know, and the thing is...
Or I'm sorry you are a coward.
No, you are. I'm sorry I called you that. But, I mean, the other deal is that, you know, it used to be they... Fist fights would break out on the House floor, so calling somebody coward's not that big a deal.
I missed that.
Yeah, not that big a deal. Reports say the Internal Revenue Service is conducting a criminal probe into how the agency handled Lois Lerner's emails. The agency originally told members of Congress that those emails from her were lost. But many of those emails were later found, despite the claims from officials that they had been lost and not backed up.
Sounds like someone deserves a gold medal in hide and seek.
Yeah. The Deputy Inspector General, Timothy Camas, told the House Oversight Committee, there is potential criminal activity. We were following up on our initial interviews. We realized we were missing a document. When we obtained that document and reviewed it, we realized that there were an additional population of tapes that had been unaccounted for. Okay, I got a couple of questions here. Number one, why is the Deputy Inspector General going out there? Doesn't the Inspector General need to go?
Well,
but I'm just saying.
He's busy.
Yeah. And then second, potential criminal activity. What does that mean? Where will that go?
I didn't watch all the tapes, but I'm pretty sure some people testified under oath that those tapes were not available, not present.
Yeah, you're right.
They've been destroyed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, though. See what happens when it's all said and done. Of course it does.
Heaven.
Of course it does. But you know what? We get the government we deserve.
I don't know.
What?
This is pretty bad.
Yeah?
It takes many decades of voting very poorly
to
get this level of crap.
What's your point?
I'm only 32.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's
right.
You
can't blame me for all of
that's
it.
That's right. We voted for some of it, too. Yeah. Again.
Where's Woodward and Bernstein when you need them, though? I mean, that somebody really needs to gut this thing like an old fish.
Yeah, they're not going to. Just shut up and pay your taxes, okay? And by the way, since we're the IRS, don't worry about that stuff. Oh, we had a report earlier this week that 52% of the calls aren't getting answered.
Well, they told us that would happen.
Yeah, of course they did, because
we're underfunded. Yeah,
their funding is getting cut, and so that's a problem right there. And, you know, that funding getting cut thing actually comes over to Texas as well. We had talked, I think, I don't know if it was this week or last week, that this ag commissioner is really something. He's the one who told us we should eat red meat and sweet tea.
Yep.
Okay. He's the commissioner's name, Sid Miller. Well, yesterday he got behind a microphone and said, Texas consumers are, quote, getting screwed, end quote, by unscrupulous businesses, and we can't even check them because we don't have the money. We don't have the money. He said, we're going to collect $7.8 million less in fees and income from self-supporting programs than we did in 2014. So we're in trouble. You need to give us more money. He said the entire times he'd known about it, nobody has checked, for instance, a taxi meter to make sure that it's accurate. That's their job.
Since Jay Carney has proven that it's not impossible for Washington to go work for Amazon,
yes.
Why don't we have Amazon take care of the taxes?
Oh.
If they could send, you know, they're all about logistics.
They are. You're right.
In your sleep or in a drunken stupor, you could potentially order $900 worth of stuff and have it show up to your door 2 days later.
Yeah, you could.
With no more than a click. Yeah. One-click shopping.
Yeah, you're right.
But
yeah.
We can't work for 1 year and somehow get it all taken care of before April 15th each year.
No. Oh, no, not at all. Can't do that.
I'd like to privatize some of that.
I couldn't agree more.
No, sure. No, you're right. Because it is their bottom line. It does matter to them where the money goes. That's what they do.
Might even get someone to answer the phone.
Yeah.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained new U dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained new U dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained new U dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, February 28th, it's a Spring Lawn and Landscape Forum. A panel of experts will answer your questions about anything landscape this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
In the Assumption, you'll be making your trek into a nursery in the next several weeks. Let's talk about the best ways for you to maximize the time and money you spend there. There are so many different kinds of nurseries. You want to choose the best one for your needs. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Nurseries are like plants that grow out of a packet of mixed wildflower seeds. Are all different. Some are large and somewhat impersonal, links out of the big national chains. And in direct contrast, many are small mom-and-pop businesses that have carved out unique niches within their communities. We're going to examine a few of the assets and liabilities of each half of the industry. Chain gardening centers are often alongside stores that sell thousands of other things, most of them unrelated to gardening. Their buyers drive hard bargains, and low price becomes a major factor in the inventory they offer. If you know exactly what you want and if the plants and products are in good condition, you probably can save dollars at these stores. However, their help isn't always highly trained in the science of horticulture, and you'll have to make a lot of the decisions on your own. These big stores tend to handle a good diversity of plants and products, even into the hardware of horticulture. That can be helpful. By comparison, the smaller independent retail nurseries will usually offer high-quality plants and products as well as the service and knowledge to go with them. You'll always be able to find a professional horticulturist should you have questions later. That's very important. You'll be able to establish an old-fashioned business relationship with these people more easily. And you may hear yourself being greeted by first name the third or fourth time that you shop there. That's special. Some gardeners are willing to pay the little bit extra for their plants and gardening products when they know that they'll be getting timely and reliable horticultural advice. These businesses also are a fabric of their own local communities. They're involved with the schools, churches, and the chambers of commerce. Wherever you do your nursery shopping, look for a trained nursery worker. The easiest way to pick them out of the crowd is by the name badges they wear. If you see one marked Texas Certified Nursery Professional, you're on the right track. Even better, look for a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional. Some retailers, especially the independent garden centers, have polarized into niche nurseries. Some specialize in organics, while others prominently feature Texas native plants, annuals, and perennials, or outdoor living accessories. Have a good idea of what you're seeking before you go shopping. Having spoken in generalities up until now, I'd like to interject a few personal thoughts. It's my opinion that a nursery should only sell plants that are healthy and vigorous at the time that they're sold, and that they should only offer plants that have a reasonable chance of succeeding in the locale in which they're being sold. Independent retail garden center operators, especially certified nursery professionals, can help you find those. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Chase Brooks' score with 2 seconds left in the third overtime gave the Brenham Cubs a 93-91 win over Bryan in the Class 5A Area Boys Basketball Playoffs. On to the ladies' side, where after 23 years' worth of not being there, the 13th-ranked Consol Lady Tigers will play unranked Lumberton in the Class 5A Region 3 semifinals. That's in Aldine at 3 o'clock today, and you can catch that game, actually, on the Zone HD 95.1-3. The Rudder Ladies are also in Aldine. They'll tip it off following the Consol game. The 14th-ranked Lady Rangers will play number 3 Barbers Hill. That one also on the Zone HD. Navasota boys basketball takes on Hardeen Jefferson at 6:45, that on Navasota News 1550. And the girls will play Tape Delayed again on Navasota News at 7:45. If the ladies win, they'll play Saturday at 1:15. The Texas A&M women's basketball team had to play the last minutes without their leader, Jordan Jones, who was sidelined with an injury. Missouri sent Curtis Knox to the free throw line after a foul where she gave the Aggies a two-point lead with just 7.7 seconds left. And then...
here we go. Michaelis has it. 6 seconds left. Guarded by Williams. Kick out. A three-pointer by Stock. Got it to go. 0.1 left.
Maddie Stock made the game-winning three-pointer with 0.1 second left to give the Missouri women a 70-69 upset over number 12, Texas A&M. Here's assistant coach Amy Wright.
What Jordan brings to the table is leadership, and she's a calming factor, not only offensively but defensively. She understands everything we're trying to do, and Curtis came in and did an admirable job.
Yeah.
You can't take anything away from her. She knocks down two, three of those down here, puts us up by two, and, you know, you're not pointing fingers. It's not all her, but she's the one that came off the ball at the end.
Sure.
It's not all her.
The Aggies conclude their regular season on Sunday at LSU. The tip for that game is slated for 1 o'clock on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Texas A&M baseball is looking to continue their perfect start as they host Dartmouth Big Green out of the Ivy League for a three-game series. Dartmouth, by the way, hadn't even started their season yet. The Aggs will send junior righty A.J. Minter to the mound. He's 2-0 on the young season against junior Duncan Robinson. Today, 6:35, tomorrow, 2:05, Sunday, first pitch is at 12:05, and you can catch those games on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The 22nd-ranked A&M softball team hosts Boston University, Illinois State, and UTSA at the Aggie Softball Complex this weekend for the Texas A&M Invitational. In the first game, pregame is 2:45, and the first pitch is at 3 on 1510 KAGC. We'll bump over to the Zone HD 95.1-3 for the second game with an estimated broadcast time of 5 o'clock. Of course, those do float because it is a tournament. The number 9 Texas A&M men's tennis team will host Kentucky today at 2 o'clock at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Complex to open up SEC play. A&M women hit the road for their Southeastern Conference debut as they take on Tennessee today in the Lady Vols, first serve slated for 3 o'clock. Change gears and move over to the NFL, where Adrian Peterson is a step closer to playing in the NFL again after a federal judge cleared the way for the Minnesota Vikings running back to be reinstated. U.S. District Judge David Dottie has ruled that the NFL arbitrator, quote, failed to meet his duty in Peterson's child abuse case that shook the league. The league suspended Peterson through at least April 15th under its personal conduct policy. All the Lone Star NBA teams had the night off. Brooklyn is in Houston for a 7 o'clock start. San Antonio heads to Sacramento, and they'll tip that one off at 9. In SEC hoops action, Vandy coach Kevin Stalling has apologized for a postgame incident Thursday in which he was caught on camera berating Commodores player Wade Baldwin IV with profanity, at one point saying, quote, "I'm going to expletive kill you." Stalling told ESPN he did not mean his words literally when confronting Baldwin, who had taunted a Tennessee player in the postgame handshake line. In the PGA at the Honda Classic, Jim Herman made it around the PGA National without a bogey for a 5-under-65 and a one-shot lead. And finally, the very first black NBA player has passed away. Earl Lloyd died at the age of 86. Lloyd made his debut in 1950 for the Washington Capitals. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Lawn mowing season is coming sooner than you think. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass in the wintertime, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Join us Friday and Saturday, March 6th and 7th for the 2015 Bargain Blitz benefiting the Junior League of Bryan College Station. Bargain Blitz will open with a preview party Friday night where shoppers will enjoy a pizza dinner, DJ, and a first chance at a huge variety of treasures including clothes, toys, tools, books, furniture, appliances, and much, much more. Admission to preview night is $6 for adults and $3 for the kids. Doors will reopen Saturday morning. Admission is just $1 and free for kids 12 and under. See you out at the Expo, our new Bargain Blitz location.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 44. We'll get to see a little bit of sun today. Tonight about 32. Then anywhere from a 30 to 50% chance of showers between Saturday and Tuesday. Sorry. Temps will get a little bit warmer. That'll be nice. It's 35 now. WTAW, College Station.